It's going to have a huge effect. It's really sad. You know, 800 soldiers and their families will be affected. You know, they don't know what closure means for them. They don't know when they're going to be moved, if they're moved, or where. They don't know whether it means moving school, moving job, or even if they'll have a job at the end of it all. There's also, of course, an impact on the town, socially and economically. Businesses will be affected, places of worship, schools, because of the loss of people. And, you know, also that military connection. It's been there in Maidstone for 200 years.
And how many people have been in touch with you? I mean, I'm sure you've been inundated with correspondence about this issue since it was set out at the end of last year.
Yeah, I have. I've had a really fantastic response from the people of Maidstone. As you know, I issued a petition, or I put an online petition on my website. We've also got a paper petition going at the moment. Already we've got nearly 2,500 signatures of people saying, you know, save our base. We don't want it to close. We don't want to lose our soldiers. We don't want to lose our Nepalese community, because that is also effectively what it will mean.
As with all government budgets, they're always decreasing in size, and I'm sure the Defence Secretary has to save a lot of money from his kind of office as well. What do you think the answer would be then? If they can't close these barracks and save money that way, how should they be looking to do it?
Well, you know, I at the end of the day, I understand the aims. I understand, you know, the military estate has got to be rationalised. But it can't just be all about cash and houses. And we've got to remember, you know, the impact on people, on communities. We've got to remember those military connections. And, you know, we've also got to remember that the military is about people, and we've got to look after our people, and we've got to keep morale high. We've got to be able to recruit and retain. And if we don't look after our people, we're going to have a problem.